Tune in for Fighting Illini football Saturday as Illinois takes on Michigan State. Coverage begins at 1:30.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
5:43 at WGIL. This is Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. By the way, we posted our interview with East Galesburg Mayor Terry Peterson on our website, WGIL.com. We heard from some folks who say they had trouble playing it. It should be working now, so try to click the play button now when you go to the link on WGIL.com. We've also linked to it on Facebook as well. So those of you who are having problems with it, give it a shot now. Everything should be working fine. All right, moving on to another interview you'll hear as soon as we're done airing it here on WGIL.com. There's a meeting this weekend, a monthly meeting for a local organization. There, now I can actually put that on the air. That could give you an opportunity, if you attended, to support the LGBTQ community and learn how to, as they put it, be an ally in that organization. The group is the local chapter of a group called PFLAG, and Holly McDormand is the president of that. You've heard her on this program before, talking about a child who's transgender in her own family, and she is back with us tonight. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me again.
How are things going?
Things are good.
It was not so much a fun time for you the last time the last time we had your daughter in. She had been having some problems at Galesburg High School and things like that. How have things gone since then?
Things are doing better now. Life is slowly getting back to what we consider our normal.
It's like normal. What is normal? I've never heard of such a thing in my life, but I digress. But no, I'm glad that things are working out, or at least things are dying down, at least from all that. We talked a little bit when you were here last about the organization. Talk about what it is and what it does.
Well, PFLAG is the longest standing advocacy group for LGBTQ. It has 400 chapters across the nation. And we support, educate, and advocate for the LGBTQ community.
And you really just started that chapter here, right?
Yeah, we were just made a licensed chapter back in May.
All right, very good. So, things have been kind of slowly but surely moving upward in that regard, I imagine, since you formed the organization?
Yes, things have been doing good and connecting to a lot of people and making a lot of lives better.
What have you been hearing from people since the chapter formed? Are you kind of crossing some of those, I guess, barriers that keep people from understanding the causes and the causes for and respect of people who are LGBTQ?
Yes, we've heard a lot of feedback that Galesburg kind of needed this chapter out here for a while. A lot of the board is actively involved in many different community groups, and we try to represent the LGBTQ community where we go and advocate for what they need.
What's the biggest concern or question that you hear from people when they talk to you about the organization, about the needs of the community, that sort of thing?
I know shortly after we formed the chapter, there was this fear that we were going to go and protest places that aren't inclusive. We were going to make a big show and blow up things. There's this big assumption that we were going to like protest places.
I tend to think, unfortunately, sometimes that while I think some people have good intentions when they go to say to protest or to picket something or demonstrate like that, I often worry that sort of activity doesn't really ever do the intent or bring the awareness that it often does or at least should.
Right. There's certainly ways to spread messages about inclusion and diversity that are more helpful. And that's kind of what this meeting is about, is showing how to do that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The term you're using is becoming an ally. Explain that.
Well, an ally is someone who advocates and educates themselves about an oppressed group that they do not belong to.
Mm-hmm.
The journey of an ally has different phases.
Mm-hmm.
a new ally all the way up to a super ally. So our program is meant to help those that want to be allies go through that process.
So the focus, you meet once a month, and the focus of your meeting this month, which is this Saturday, is on how to become an ally, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Talk a little bit about that and what folks can expect in that regard.
We're going to talk about what it means to be an ally, why you would want to be an ally, and how you can educate yourself, the different things you can do according to what you're able to do with your own privilege or with mm-hmm. your own experience to help the LGBTQ community locally and as a whole.
Can you be an ally without, and I'm unfortunately, I think there's probably a certain group of people that don't either agree with certain lifestyle choices or things like that. Can you be an ally without necessarily agreeing with a person's personal choice, I guess?
I think that that's a big misconception.
Yeah.
To be part of the LGBTQ community isn't a choice. You're
right.
Kind of born that way.
But can
we're not
you be
asking
an ally
you to become an LGBTQ member.
Can you be an ally while still sort of, I guess, disagreeing with that? I don't imagine you can, but...
Yeah, I mean...
I'm just trying to think of ways here that maybe, you know, that people can at least be more accepting of that mm-hmm. sort of thing.
There are ways, especially in organizations such as human services, like the hospitals or the fire departments or the schools, that you can become more inclusive. That doesn't necessarily require everyone to be mm-hmm. active.
Do you talk to people who maybe come up to you and say, hey, I don't agree with what's going on here?
I have lots of conversations
I'm sure,
with people
I'm sure
that
you
disagree.
Do. Yeah, I should apologize, by the way. I'm hacking up a lung when I'm not asking questions here, so please forgive me. But so I imagine as much as important it is to be an ally, it's probably just as important in a more broad sense to just at least get the information out there.
Right. Of course, the first step to even becoming an ally, if that's what you want to do, is to educate yourself.
Okay.
We're going to go over basic terminology, what you can do, like small steps you can do to go toward the journey of becoming an ally.
Okay. All right. So I'm a little short on time. So the meeting's Saturday?
Yes, Saturday at 3:00 at the Guzzburg Public Library.
All right. And everyone's welcome. That's in the Sanderson room, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay. And how has meeting attendance been? I imagine you're always looking for more people, right?
Always looking for more people.
If someone wants to be a member, how can they do that?
Membership to PFLAG in general here in Guzzburg is $30 a year.
Okay.
For a family. You don't have to pay the membership dues to come to the meetings or to attend any of the activities. That money does help us do advocacy and get more education programs.
Okay. And you're online, too?
Yes. We have a Facebook group, Guzzburg PFLAG,
okay.
Twitter, and Instagram.
Also. All right. Very good. So, again, but the best thing you can probably do is show up Saturday at 3 at the library.
Yes. Saturday at 3 at the library or Sunday at the Veterans Day Parade. We'll
oh,
be
that's
there too.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good. So, anything else we should know about this gathering on Saturday?
I would say that anyone is welcome. Even if you have questions, even if you're not sure, come get the education, learn a little bit, and we'll have some conversation.
Very good. Holly McDorman, the president of the PFLAG. You did just get back from a national convention,
we
right?
We did, yes.
How'd that go?
Wonderful. Got so much new information, and it was great.
Great. Holly McDorman, thanks so much for coming in, and thanks for what you're doing for the community.
Thank you for having me.